It is not about solo efforts anymore. We are releasing that programming. You don't have to be a lone wolf. You have permission to gather. It is safe to gather. Welcome to Activations with JJ. In today's episode, we will be discussing all things planetary gridwork, as well as new information I've received from my guides about how we can expand and enhance all that we are doing to assist the grids of Gaia during this ascension process. Greetings, dear beautiful soul family. Thank you so much for being here to co-create with me. Whether you are brand new and you have never listened to anything I've done before, or you've been with me for a long time, I'm just deeply grateful that you have decided to take a little bit of your day to listen to this podcast episode. It is a co-creation. I can feel your beautiful love and your energy, and I'm sending you lots and lots of love right back. We are a team. We are all in this together. That is why I created this episode, because what Spirit and my guides and my team have been recommending that we do is to really bring forward some of the basic principles around grid work. For those of you who don't know what it is or how to do it or maybe have questions, in addition to helping those of you who are already doing planetary grid work understand how we can coordinate our efforts and how you can enhance and sort of level up what you are doing. That being said, one of the main reasons I've created this episode is to remind you that I have a beautiful community of planetary grid workers, and they are all levels. They're people who are like, I don't know if I'm a grid worker, but I think I am, to people who come in and they're like, oh yeah, I've been doing this for 20 years. And I don't care which of those categories you fall into. I would love to have you in there, because this is not a solo effort. This is not a community where I go in as the guru and teach everybody everything I know as the all-knowing person. It is a community, and it is called a community for a reason. Everybody is in there to bring their wisdom, to bring their experience, so that we can collectively better understand how to carry out grid work and support Gaia. And it's just an incredible community. I haven't really talked about it too much on the podcast, but I want to tell you a little bit about the evolution of the forum piece. And I know that a lot of you have been in a lot of Facebook groups, a lot of group, maybe Telegram groups. We do have a forum that is exclusive to the community, and it has become the most beautiful family. I feel like it's a family. And what happened was, at the beginning, I created this forum and I was like, okay, have at it. And we were kind of in there. It felt awkward energetically. And I actually have people on my team, their only job is to grid energetically the forum, literally as if it were like a human body. They're in there doing energy work on the forum, making sure everything's flowing. And I just was like, what? What's not clicking? Like, something's not clicking. And Spirit was like, listen, in order for you to bring this group into an energetic sort of coherence and resonance, you've got to really encourage them to go in and comment every so often, or share, or support each other in the community, right? Virtually, we're all across the world. And finally, what happened was, I sat down with some of my grid workers, and in a gathering, we co-created different threads that we needed to have to compartmentalize and to set up energetically, like you can imagine, organize all of the things that were coming through, all the information that was coming through. And so now we've set up this beautiful forum, and some of you might already be in groups like this. This is just new for me, so I'm excited and I'm sharing it with you. And if you're in the community, you can comment below and let everybody know how amazing it is to have these things. But we have a space for the energy of the day, because I was noticing people were wanting to go in there and they just wanted to be witnessed in what they were feeling that day. Or they wanted to like say, hey, am I the only one feeling this? So that thread is called Energy of the Day. And then we have a thread for our inner children. It's important to make a space for our inner child. So anything and everything, whether your inner child needs validated, whether you want to connect with your inner child or you did and you want to share it, that's what that one's for. We have another one that is for music and sounds, and like you like Spotify or YouTube shares that we have of vibrations and music that are really bringing us into a state of calibration. We're sharing all that in that thread, and so on and so forth. We even have one where people are literally sharing the physical planetary grid work that they're doing. And so that's how I gridded the forum. Now, expanding that out to planetary grid work as a whole, and you can see that as a microcosm of what we're being invited to do as planetary grid workers to organize our efforts. And that can be done in the astral plane, absolutely. It's just nice to have a community where you can feel validation consciously and in the physical for what you're doing. So let's start off, now that I've talked a little bit about my Starseed Gridwork community, and introduce some of the main concepts related to planetary gridwork. Now, many of you have heard me talk about this before on my podcast. I've spoken about it. It's not a new topic for me, but I am going to share some different things, whatever spirit wants to bring in right now, whatever the collective needs, on how they can understand better what grid work is. So first of all, let's just take and zoom out a little bit and understand that Gaia is a body, a celestial body, just like we are a human body. And for many, 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 many years, a lot of us have been working on our human bodies. We've been experiencing and receiving many different healing modalities, whether it be Reiki or Kundalini activation, or, you know, lots of things. I have my multidimensional soul integration modality. And we've again been focusing on our own personal journeys. Now, those of you who've been doing this for a while, this doesn't really apply to you, but for the general public, the general like group of, I would say, lightworkers, wayshowers, starseeds, we are being asked to shift from focusing our healing journey on ourselves to now focusing our healing journey on Gaia. And that can look like so many different things. And it's kind of like a little bit of a paradox, because recently I talked about how focusing on ourselves actually helps Gaia. And that is super valid. But what wants to come through right now is the reminder that I am delivering equal messages about going from the inside out and going from the outside in. And so for every message that I give you about working on your personal inner body gridding, I'm bringing forward a message about how we can do more large scale macrocosmic work with Gaia. It all is complementary. It's all woven together and a reflection of each other. And so I think that's why I'm like flip-flopping back and forth from topic to topic to topic. It's so important to make sure that we are addressing both ends of the spectrum. Let's put it that way. So what wants to come through today, and I'm just tuning into this group, in particular you who are listening here, so that I can make sure whatever comes out of my mouth is going, and energetically, right? Whatever comes energetically through your channel right now is exactly what you need. So take a deep breath. I would love your assistance in calling in the knowledge and information about the foundations of planetary gridwork. First and foremost, our guides, our higher selves, want to remind us we've done this before. This is nothing new. And it's really a matter of remembering and accessing those past lives, those parallel lives where we've already done gridwork, in particular, Atlantean, okay, Lemurian, Avalonian, and any of the other golden timelines that even haven't even come forward into our knowledge yet. They're coming. If you have any golden timelines that you know of, drop them in the comments below if you're listening on YouTube, because this is important for us to understand those main golden timelines. They still exist, right? So that's why I feel like I want to emphasize my multidimensional soul integration modality so much in the coming months. I actually have a cohort starting in April. And one of the reasons is because as we call in those soul aspects, that know how to do planetary grid work. It will just become natural to us how we're doing it. So I want you to call into your mind's eye, into your awareness, a vision of Gaia. It's going to come through different for every single one of you, with a system of grids around her, her energy body. There are going to be outer grids outside her crust, outside the atmosphere. There are going to be inner grids within the inner earth and even down to her core. And those of you who are listening, who are part of the Starseed Gridwork community, know we have a whole detailed, a lot of information that's come through about the heart of Gaia, the chambers of the heart of Gaia. And we're going even deeper into those in my Nexus course, which I'll talk about in just a moment. This is an advanced grid worker training course that I've created. But as you tune into these grids and bring them into your third eye, into your claircognizance, into your clairsentience right now, I want you to begin to make it multicolored or multi-sensational. So you're going to feel all of the variations, all of the textures. Maybe you'll see them. And you're going to feel like you're extra connected to certain parts of her grid. Some of you might feel extremely connected to water. And right now, that's what's being invited in, is to simplify what grid work is for you. Focus on one or two areas of Gaia that you are especially connected with. Now, you know what parts of Gaia. Are you connected to the ocean? Maybe it's the trees. When you go outside, what calls to you? Is it the animals? Whichever one it is, that's the grid, quote unquote, that you are being called to work with. Now, what does that work look like? I love in the Hathor material, it talks about work being love in action. So you are literally expressing your love for Gaia through doing the grid work. Grid love. We could call it grid love, right? And that really looks like, first of all, connecting with that part of the grid. You have to have a connection before you go in and start tweaking things and adjusting things, just thinking you know what's going on. It's like a mutual respect. You honor where this part of the grid has been and what's going on with it. And you say, thank you so much for what you are doing. I am here to support you. Could you please give me some suggestions on how to do that? And I can hear some of you right now listening who are like, my clairs aren't open enough to even call that in. I promise you, it may not look like you think it's going to look, but you're ready to receive information. Notice the synchronicities, notice the little messages, notice the little signs, you call them like signs from the universe, about grid work. You will get that information, I promise. So once you connect with that part of the grid, you're then going to, and this actually, by the way, let me give a little side tangent. So many of you are traveling right now, and people ask me, what do I do when I get there? Like, how do I do this? Well, sometimes I just say, go be present. Go be present, because most of us don't have the presence to even do a ton of grid work yet. We're still learning how to be present in our bodies and present on the earth and connected to it instead of disassociating as starseeds, which a lot of times we do. We're still repairing our relationship with our physical body and all the physical elements. That's why a couple of podcast episodes ago, I emphasized that pyramid of ascension that was in the Hathor material, chapter 5. The one of the foundational pieces is our relationship with the sacred elements. Okay? So that's really what I'm talking about here. Once you have established that and you feel solid in your connection with that part of the grid, and you can do this astrally, like say you feel drawn to go to a volcano somewhere on the planet. Go and connect to the volcano before you figure out what to do. Go do that. And if you're in a group, which it's even better, because you are pooling your collective abilities to tune in. That's why I have my Starseed Gridwork community gatherings. We literally have planetary gridwork gatherings. Now, again, once you've connected, I keep going on all these tangents. I love it. That's my feminine flow for the podcast. You are so welcome for allowing me to experience the scattered feminine flow. We honor that part of everything too, right? Take a deep breath for me. There we go. And after connecting, this is where you call in the earth ancestors, the star ancestors, and you go into the void. And this is something I've talked about a bunch of times. That was actually the first three tips our guides gave us. Connect with the earth ancestors, connect with the star ancestors, call in the void. If you do that, you're kind of calling in past and future parts of yourself. That's who the earth and star ancestors are. You are them. I know, I don't want to blow your mind too much. It gets a little tricky, but it's true. This is the quantum, right? This is the idea of parallel lifetimes, dimensions, realities. The reason why we go into the void is so that the grid work we do takes effect across all time, space, dimensions, and realities. So that means if you go do grid work and it's 2024 and you don't go into the void, that grid work will only take effect in that moment. But if you do your grid work in the void, you literally set the intention that what you do will be effective beyond time and space. Wow. Backwards and forwards. A lot of you do healing work for people in this same vein with this same method. It's identical. Just don't forget to do it when you are carrying out grid work. And whatever you counsel with your star and earth ancestors, right? So you're connecting with Gaia, you're connecting with your star, and you guys decide on what to do together. If you're in a group of humans, you can just decide that together too. Do you see this group effort theme? Hello? This is why I'm going on so many grid work expeditions. If you're not already signed up to come with me to the UK, I want you to come. This is our Star Mothers Worldwide. It's a retreat, but also there's a workshop that I'm doing, a channeling and light language workshop. Everything always involves light language and always involves grid work. The next day on the 4th of May, I'll be in Glastonbury, and anybody from the general public can join that. So I have the retreat piece, but I also have in Avebury this workshop, and I also have this gridwork excursion in Glastonbury. So check out the links below, because it's amazing to feel it in real time. Last time I was in Glastonbury at the top of the tour, it was so powerful. I had about 12 other beautiful souls that gathered from all corners of the world. Lots of them were local to the UK. But we had people from many different countries there. And we came together and we did exactly what I'm talking about. And the most incredible thing happened. We got a rainbow sign from the Star Mothers. A rainbow came out. It was storming. It was cloudy. It was windy. It was raining. We finish our grid work. The sky clears and a rainbow comes. I mean, honestly, people, this is what we're doing right now. It's going to happen to you. It is absolutely going to happen to you. The rainbow sign came to me after I finished my grid work in Kauai. When I began my grid work in Kauai and when I finished my grid work in Kauai on the last day. So there was rainbow signs. Like, there's rainbow signs. Pay attention to the signs. Your sign might not be a rainbow. That's my Star Mother's sign. That's kind of my way to know. You could have another kind of sign. Just pay attention to what they are. So once you've consulted with the earth ancestors, with the star ancestors, you're in the void, you do it. And if you don't know what that feels or looks like, listen to one of my playbacks from any of my gatherings. 99% of them have some kind of grid work for Gaia. That's what we were doing. I didn't even know. Half the time I was like, I knew what we were doing. I knew we were helping Gaia, but like, it became so abundantly clear that's my calling in this life. That's what I'm here for. Partly, there's a lot of things I'm here for, but to do grid work. This is another reason why offerings, like my friend Monica has some incredible offerings to help you develop your clairs. She has it's called Intuition Academy. My friend Queenie has the Path of the Oracle. where you're able to like expand your psychic abilities. That's why I have my psychic activation course. It's just an on-demand course, really easy. You can click on the link below and grab it. If we don't have access to those clairs or they're not as expanded as they could be, it'll be a little bit slower for us. It's not bad. Don't not do it just because, oh, I can't see with my third eye. I can't do that. No, we're releasing that program. Take a deep breath. Your self-worth is not reliant upon whether or not you can quote unquote see with your third eye. Please, we are done with that. It is holding back so many light workers because they have this idea that if their third eye is not open, they haven't arrived. Okay. So how do we then take these basic concepts? And if you're already doing things, how do you level up? What are we being called to do now? It's very simple, and I will tell you. And it's actually a theme coming through. Don't tell anybody, but it's not really a secret. But hey, I like to make it a surprise. The April energy update, but I already got a download on what needs to come through as a theme. We are being called to co-create with others. That's how we level up our planetary grid work. Whether you have a grid work partner, and the two of you are just like, hey, you met in some random, you know, spiritual group, and you're like, hey, and you have like a WhatsApp to them, and you guys are just talking about what you're doing and how you're supporting Gaia, or you jump into something a little bit bigger and more organized, like my Starseed grid work community. It doesn't matter, but we're being called to begin to do things together. This is, again, why I'm putting together so many gridwork trips, so many gridwork opportunities in person, in physical. If you don't know what those are, that's because sometimes I offer them only to people in the community because spirits, like, they have to be calibrated a certain way. So there's certain things where you can come in and you're like, yeah, anybody can just come in and do it. And that's great. There are other things that are so specialized that it requires a certain skill set and a certain calibration frequency and a place where people are. And it's only because it could be overwhelming otherwise, not because anybody's better than anybody else. It's just because they don't want us to be overwhelmed, right? When we carry this stuff out, you get it. Like, they're not going to give a receptionist at the hospital the ability to do surgery. That's not going to happen. So it's that same idea, that same concept. We're developing our skills. So skill development is happening in my Starseed Gridwork community. I have my brand new Nexus Advanced Gridworker Training Container. It is incredible. I've already received so much information from it. I have a team of 6 people supporting that course, which means it's big time. It's big time. It's a hybrid on demand and in person. And if you want to be part of it, I've opened it up to anybody who clicks on that link below. Anybody who wants to level up their gridwork abilities or learn more. We will be covering several different roles so that you can start to hone in on what your skills and gifts are. Wisdom keeper, record keeper, key keeper, code keeper, grid keeper and portal keeper are the main ones that we'll be focusing on. And you notice there's 6. There's a whole theme with the number 6 right now. It has to do with Atlantis. That course is overlit by the Atlantean Council of Planetary Gridwork. So if you have past lives in Atlantis, parallel lives in Atlantis, I would love to have you come into the container, because what's interesting and what's been shown to me over the last little while is that when people who carry certain frequencies and memories and lifetimes come together, their ability to access information is exponentially increased. We unlock parts of each other just by being in each other's field. We unlock memories in each other. I cannot tell you how many times in the last 4 weeks I've been in random containers, random like virtual gatherings, in-person gatherings, even forums, and people are starting to be activated when somebody says something or shares something. And then they go and say, oh my gosh, were you in this life? And I was in this life, and we were in this life together, or we were in similar lives, and this is what we did, and we're back together again. We're back together again, friends. I want you to come into the community to see, to feel that we're back together again. It is not about solo efforts anymore. We are releasing that programming. I've been working for over a year to help the collective release that programming. Lone wolf is what I call it. You don't have to be a lone wolf. You have permission to gather. It is safe to gather. It is safe to gather. Yes, I know there were many lifetimes where when we gathered, some traumatic things happened. We are expanding beyond that. And in order to help complete this cycle of Gaia, it must be a collective effort. That's how we planned it. We are the blueprint makers and we are the builders carrying out the blueprint that we created. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. That was a little channeling there. All right, my friends, these podcast episodes, has anybody noticed? They are like turning up the heat in these podcast episodes of what's coming through. I can feel it when I'm channeling, like when I'm recording these. Whoa. Ooh, do a little tapping on your heart space, like on your chest for me. I am sending you so much love. And it would be such an honor to see you, to co-create with you in a way beyond the podcast. It is literally the joy of my life to co-create with so many incredible, powerful, seriously powerful leaders of the new earth, way showers of the new earth. You are them, and I am you, and you are me, and we are we. Until next time, my friends.